Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, Los Cachos!
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
Boy, then, what's the matter about it, picking and singing?
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
The horror.
Cheers, greetings, and welcome to Season 3 of I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always a mere few hundred miles away, a man who is always sexy but would look sexier in a wheelchair, the irrepressible J-Man.
Oh, hola. Welcome, everybody, to a third exciting season.
Top notch.
Of I Am With Stupid. It's going to be a good time. And I am not wheelchair bound. Yet.
Yeah, that's a good point. Love that caveat.
Well, you never know what's going to happen in the future. And you don't want to, jinx anything.
Right.
So how's everything in the greater Bagwine metropolitan area this morning, Matt?
Getting ready for some residual rain from the badass Isaac. We hope so, anyway, because, We haven't had much. But it's kind of sad, Jay. Kind of sad too.
No.
Yesterday, while I was at the beer mine, I received a phone call from my son, the R-Man, after his second cross-country meet. And he said to me,
uh-oh.
Yeah. He sounded dejected. I said, what's wrong? How'd the meet go? He said it didn't go very well. And then he told me the time he ran. And I said, are you calling me from London, England? He said, no, Dad, I'm calling you from the car. Why do you ask that? And I said, well, that sounds like a time they would run in the Paralympics.
You know, it's good to get that unconditional support.
Trying to help him out.
Well, you try to keep that ego in check.
Yeah. Huh.
You know as well as anybody that Mahoney ego can explode.
What? No. So, other than that, things are good. Kind of humid. It was humid as heck yesterday. How's things down in your redneckville of the woods?
Well, Isaac didn't do a lot here in Redneckville, in Redneck County.
Yes.
But dumped a lot of rain on the central and eastern part and dumped a lot of rain in central Missouri. Our friend Fluffalicious sat there at the University of Missouri game yesterday in a pretty yellow poncho getting drenched. I don't know if it was really worth it. In fact, I'm pretty sure it wasn't. But anyway, so first big weekend of college football.
Yeah. Huge.
Exciting.
Notre Dame.
Yep. Laid the wood to Navy yesterday in Dublin.
Uh-huh. Put the shillelagh on them.
Yes, they did. Arkansas opened up the season.
A little tentative.
I'm not optimistic. That was, hey, it's not my style to, panic or overreact, but this is probably the worst defense I've ever seen in my entire life at Arkansas.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll adapt and overcome.
Well, we'll see. Maybe they'll get better. Maybe they were holding something back.
Exactly.
Maybe they don't want Alabama to see just how good they really are.
That's right.
I can't even finish that.
They're
one.
Holding out. Those Hogs are sneaksters.
That's right.
Playing it close to the vest.
Yep. They're just coiled up, and then they're going to strike when Alabama comes to town.
That's right. They ought to switch their nickname from the Razorbacks to the Cobras.
So, anyway, we have, speaking of championships and climbing to the top, we here at I'm With Stupid have climbed to the top of the mountain in the comedy category of Block Talk Radio.
Yes, we have. We're number one, and we have been number one since Thursday.
Yep. Number one with a bullet.
Uh-huh.
We grabbed hold of that top spot, and we're not letting go.
No, we're not. Although I hope we do so this show gets ranked, because we may, our own success may kill us.
Yeah. That show being number one kind of drowned out Wednesday's show, which has actually done quite well, too.
Yeah, it has. Our Wednesday shows are even picking up, which is not good because we really don't do anything for Wednesday's show.
Yeah, we're either going to have to commit to that show or kill it. One of the two now.
Exactly. But I'll tell you what, Jay, being number one, it's all because of people like the three guests we have in the room, and Peter John, and the lovely Canadian listener, Jamie.
How you doing, Jamie?
Yes.
Yeah, I will tell you, Peter John, I think is a big Jerry Lewis fan, and he might be a little disappointed in our Jerry Lewis interview, but we'll see.
No, I don't know. It's big. I listened to it. It's very good.
Yeah. But
speaking of Jerry Lewis, big Labor Day weekend telethon.
It is. They've ruined it.
They've just ruined it. Yes.
By forcing Jerry Lewis out. You know, he was there for 45 years.
Build it.
Gave it everything he had and a little bit more.
Exactly. Barack Obama might say he didn't build that telethon on his own, but he did.
Well, he kind of did. The telethon really was nothing before he showed up. And
that's right.
And he gave it life. And he would go, 16, 19, 22 hours straight hosting it, raising tens of millions of dollars.
Yep.
Yeah, they originally, when they had the tote board, it wasn't designed to go to seven figures, to go over a million. So he spent the whole time climbing up on a ladder to put, the 1 million or two million or whatever up there by hand.
Yeah. And when he was doing that, he was probably going, "Hey, lady, hand me a two."
And then he fell off the ladder as a little pratfall. Just, make people laugh. That's what he does.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Actually, when I was growing up, it was an actual highlight because they had actual talent on there.
Oh, yeah. And people you wanted to see.
Yeah.
People like Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr.
That's right. Norm Crosby.
Good old Norm.
Yes.
Ann Murray. For you Canadian listeners out there. But look at who they got this year. It's taped.
Awful.
And
awful.
And edited up and packaged. They did it a couple of weeks ago. And they got Tim McGraw. His receding hairline.
That's exciting.
They got Carrie Underwood. All right, she's kind of popular.
Yeah, she's kind of cute too.
Luke Bryan, never heard of him.
No.
Alanis Morissette, washed up.
Ugh.
Paula Abdul, washed up.
Oh God.
Hot Shell Ray, never heard.
No.
Never heard of her.
No.
One Republic, I don't think so.
No.
Jesse McCartney, no.
Mm-mm.
And Carole King, I heard of her.
Oh yeah, what is she? They're gonna think. Yeah, but Carole King, they're going to think she's one of Jerry's kids because she's probably going to be coming out on a walker.
When is she, 97?
Exactly.
Yeah. And special appearances by Khloe Kardashian Odom.
Oh, God.
How exciting is that?
Ugh.
Nancy O'Dell.
Oh, my God.
And Allison Sweeney.
What is that?
Yeah,
I see these people at a buffet here in Bagwine every Friday. Oh my God!
I mean, you know, you got Entertainment Tonight rejects.
Ugh.
It's and you know what? And I believe that they've already done this, and they raised like half what they raised last year, and that was way less than what they raised under Jerry Lewis. And they've done themselves in. They're just like the breast cancer people, the Komen people. They just did themselves in.
Yep. It's not good. I'll tell you what they could do to improve it, though. You know, they get rid of Jerry. It's all downhill. They need to make it more sad. They need to feed the guilt. So I was thinking maybe, you know, in addition to kids in wheelchairs, they could have Sarah McLachlan on with a bunch of abused dogs, and she's singing. And then they could have Alyssa Milano and the guy with no hair but the big beard, and have African kids with flies around their heads. And then, Jay.
No, Purnell? Is that Purnell Roberts?
No, it's not, but he does look like Purnell Roberts.
Okay. Dang it.
And then, to top it off, they could wheel out Stephen Hawking. And he could go, hey, could you give to our kids? Could you give some money to our kids? We need your help. I'm Stephen Hawking. Oh, I think, you know, let's just bring all the sadness onto one stage.
And Sally Struthers.
And Sally Struthers. And to make everyone cry because she's just horrid, what's the one chick? The Titanic chick who sang the song.
Oh, Celine Dion.
Celine Dion.
Yes, you could get all the sad mongers out there,
yeah,
the sadness mongers on stage, and Celine could sing My Heart Will Go On, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And the tears would be flowing.
Uh-huh.
That's good stuff. I don't know why we lost so many guests in the chat room during that. That was good stuff. That's quality entertainment right there at a fair price.
That's great, yeah.
And you know what's great when you bring Sarah McLachlan out with the abused dogs is you'll have the little kids in the wheelchairs, and they'll go, Puppy! And the dog will, like, you know, piss on the stage and hide behind Sarah.
That's right. All the while she's singing, I will remember you. Oh, God. That needs to be on a jumbotron right there.
And you know, they could turn that into like about a 3 or 4 minute video, and they could run that, you know, long commercials late night TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could get, you know, I mean, all these big football stadiums have jumbotrons. Maybe they could run that during timeouts.
Yeah.
You know, bring the crowd down a little, but, you know, raising awareness.
That's what it's all about, raising awareness.
But, you know, nobody ever raised...
I still yet to know what that means.
No, I don't know either.
Hey, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Really?
Yeah.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah. Put a picture of yourself in your bra as your avatar on Twitter every Wednesday.
That's right.
To raise awareness for
something.
Bras, I guess.
Yes.
Victoria's Secret.
And a shout out to Dr. Mike, who's in the chat room. And if Dr. Mike or anyone would like to call, you can call the IWS hotline at 661-244-9852.
And don't forget, Dr. Mike just celebrated his 5-year anniversary.
I saw that.
Here on Blog Talk Radio. That was outstanding. You can check out Dr. Mike Sevilla at blogtalkradio.com/fammedrocks. He's a real doctor, you know.
He's a real doctor, and he's the bad boy of social media.
And he is. But you know what? Nobody ever...
But was he ever number one?
Yeah. Well, oh, that's a little bit of a sore spot. He was sitting there, he was laughing, he was smiling, and now he's like, hey, now.
Well, if it is a sore spot with him, since he's a doctor, he can treat it on his own.
Yes, he can. Yeah. But you know what? Speaking
what?
Of raising awareness for MDA, nobody ever raised awareness for anything better than Jerry Lewis.
No.
And this week... Jerry Lewis, because he is a truly great person, took a few minutes out of his very busy schedule.
Yes.
To sit down and talk to me. And he allowed
really?
Me to
yeah.
interview him.
That'll be...
And,
yeah.
So why don't we go ahead and share that with everyone.
Okay. Hit it, Jay.
Mr. Jerry Lewis. Thank you so much for being here with us today. This is such an incredible honor. You are, without a doubt, the biggest name we have ever interviewed here on IWS. This is so, so, so very exciting.
You see where my hand is?
It's on my thigh.
It's hot.
And a little awkward, to be honest with you. Jerry, have you listened to any of our shows before today? What did you think of them?
That's not comedy.
Okay, moving on. You've always been considered a little silly. You know, your style of comedy, a lot of slapstick, and this kind of style you've done. But you're also incredibly successful financially. You know, you're a great businessman. Is that your secret weapon, the silliness? How'd you pull that off?
Well, that's a good question, and you'll need an answer.
Thanks, Dave.
Because behind these steely eyes beats the brain of a smart man who is coming to you as a clown.
Ooh, clowns are so creepy. Gah. Anyway, man, I'm sure your style of humor is part of what makes you so loved by kids, though, right? I mean, that goofiness and the slapstick and stuff, kids love that, right? How do you get so close to them?
When you are important in the life of a child, I do that, and I know a lot of their home phone numbers by just looking at them.
Okay, more weirdness, Jerry. Recently, IWS hit number one in the comedy category here on Blog Talk Radio, and Matt and I are experiencing some of the early days of real celebrity status. How do you deal with being a celebrity?
I'll tell you what being a celebrity is.
Okay.
If you're humble about it.
Too late.
And if you forget about it now and again, it's wonderful.
It's about getting the chicks, right? I knew it. Anyway, I will let you get out of here. I know you're a very busy man, Jerry. Just let you get out of this with this. And there are a lot of hosts of other BTR shows out there listening. And there's people who are thinking maybe they'd like to have their own show. And people that we've been crushing in the ratings maybe embarrassing on a weekly basis. Not that we intend to. You know, we're just happening. What kind of advice would you give them?
The best advice I can give you is be tenacious. Be aggressive. Don't be polite. You ain't never going to round the bases unless you swing at the bat.
Ball, right? You mean ball. I mean, you don't swing at the bat. You swing at the ball, right? Right.
And if you don't swing at the ball, rather,
there you go.
You're never going to get around for a second and third.
Okay, that's just amazing. You are just an amazing man, and you are a great American, and I'm just so proud that we had the opportunity to have you on here today. Thank you so much, Jerry. Thank you so much.
That was excellent. Very nice.
What a great guy.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, his baseball analogy, it sounded like something Tim McCarver would say.
It did. He could replace Tim McCarver as Joe Buck's announcing partner. But I knew that you would like two parts that I knew you would be very happy with. One, where he said, don't be polite.
That was hurtful.
and when he said, don't be humble.
Well, now, hold on. I didn't say it wasn't true. I just said that was hurtful.
Right.
And the other?
And the other was when he said, don't be humble.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying.
I'm very humble.
Yeah. Oh, of course you are. Absolutely. And I don't think Peter John thought that was all that great.
Did Peter John check out? He did.
No, he's still here.
He's still there.
Somebody else left us. But,
yeah, well. These things happen.
Anyway, well, you know, it's a celebration of Jerry Lewis, you know?
Yeah. Well, these things happen when they're live, unlike they're taped.
Yeah.
You know, I long for the days of Elaine Boozler.
She was hot.
Well, she was, and you know why I like her.
Because you think she has a sexy nose.
Exactly. She's got that big nose. Can't help it. I'm a sucker for a huge proboscis.
I like a big nose, and I cannot lie.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's got that schnoz.
You know who would...
You know, of course, you know, another great one that was always on the MDA telethon was the late, great Fred Travellina.
Oh, yeah.
The man of 1,100, several voices.
And they all sounded the same. Which is amazing because, he had something in common with Rich Little.
Hey, now, I like Rich Little. I like
of
Rich
course
Little.
You do.
Yeah. But I tell you, I will say this about Fred Travellina. He did the best Kermit the Frog impression. Anybody I've ever heard.
There was another one who was always on there. He's a little bawdy, but he always toned it down for MDA. He's not unless you're in Vegas, he's not a well-known comedian, but Tom Dreesen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Dreesen. Yeah, he was not too long ago. He was touring, doing a comedy thing with Venus Flytrap.
Really?
Tim Reed, yeah.
Tim Reed.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, you know, Jamie in the chat room thought you were going to say that it was Elaine Boozler's hair. But I'm the one with the hair fetish, though.
Yeah. No, she does have nice hair. Elaine Boozler has nice hair, but...
Not bad hair, but no. Matt is the nose fetish and I'm the hair guy.
Yeah. Love a big nose.
And you know the you know that Jerry Lewis, when he reconnected with Dean Martin, it was on the MDA telethon.
I saw that. I remember. It was like what year was that? 74, 75?
Yeah. And it was facilitated by Frank Sinatra.
Good old Frank.
Yeah.
Good old Blue Eye.
Time. Yeah. And Jerry Lewis now claims that that the breakup was him going to Dean Martin and telling Dean that they needed to split for Dean's own good, because he understood how much he was overshadowing Dean.
Yes, of course he was.
And he would say that they would play the Copa, and then they would play Vegas, and then the next day in the papers it was just, you know, all about about Jerry Lewis, and then they would, you know, casually throw in, oh yeah, and Dean Martin sang a couple of songs.
Yes. maybe that would be true, maybe if they were playing in a Paris coffee house.
Maybe. Anyway, okay. I'm not saying Jerry Lewis has gotten a little better. I'm just saying.
No.
Maybe.
No.
I'm just saying that old age, you kind of, you know, you kind of forget the order of events.
Yeah. As evidenced by Clint Eastwood this past week. What the hell was that?
I know. I was in here thinking that, you know, I just let everybody know I have an empty chair sitting next to me, and every once in a while I turn around and wag my finger at it, and whoever it is in the world that has drawn my ire, I just pretend they're in that chair and I lecture them a little bit.
I know you're a big star, Clint, but so is Neil Diamond, and all Neil Diamond said was, "I am," I said. Couldn't you just leave it at that?
And did you see Bob Newhart?
No.
Bob Newhart the next morning tweeted, "I understand that Clint Eastwood stole my act."
There's a genius right there.
Oh, yeah.
And there is no one drier. I like dry, and he is a desert of comedy, and I mean that in a good way. But I'll tell you what, you know, it's fine to help Jerry's kids and all that stuff, you know, without Jerry, but you know who I'd like to help if we had a telethon, Jay?
The I'm with Stupid gang.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'd like
that
to go.
That would be nice.
Yeah. It'd be nice to go premium so Alan Levy doesn't hate us for being number one.
Right.
But that costs like $400 a year, $399. I know. Fortunately, Jay, and I don't know if you know this, but we have someone helping us to make that happen next week.
We do.
Yes, we do.
Wow.
Yeah.
We should probably let people in on this then.
Yes, this is going to be our first live remote. We're going to have
our first legitimate live remote.
Well, yeah. Okay. Very well said. Good point. The lovely Mishy is going to hold.
Oh, yeah.
A lemonade and bake sale in her exclusive neighborhood to try to raise $400 so we can go premium.
That's going to be awesome.
The fundraiser, the radiothon.
Uh-huh.
And bake sale, lemonade sale starts at 12 noon next Sunday.
Oh, and we will be calling in to check in on that during the show next week?
Mishy will be calling in several times and taking pictures with her adorable daughters who will have our names blazingly on their shirts.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yes.
That's going to be awesome. Hey, is there going to be any, like, you know, maybe a little bit of tequila in any of those lemonades for the, you know, adults that wander by?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Missy will do what she does.
Oh, okay. And but anyway, bake sale too, so there's going to be cookies?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
You know, in fact, she may sell some lemon poppy seed muffins, Jay.
Those would be delicious.
Uh-huh.
Those would be delicious. I can't wait. People say, you know, they look around and says, well, a shot of lemonade is $4 and a muffin is $7.
Well, she does live in a well-to-do neighborhood.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be the tavern on the green of lemonade stands.
Exactly. But no, that should be fun. Old Missy's going to set us up, and we thank her for that.
Excellent. That's going to be exciting. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. If people show up and consider us, are there?
And then you know what? And honestly, now, and of course, now, you know, it's not my style to tell people what to do or anything like that.
No.
But this could spur a movement across the country.
It could.
People could hold lemonade stands all over the country.
Exactly.
Raise the money.
Yeah.
For the IWS World Media Empire.
Exactly. You know who would do really well at this?
Who?
Joe.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
She could charge $10 for an empty cup.
Probably so. She'd probably talk him into it. Just sweet talk him.
Exactly.
okay. I'll buy a cup of air for $10.
A cup of air so we can be on the air. Huh?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go, you marketing genius, you.
she could paint a little something on the cup.
There you go. Yeah. We'd be out there with her two little adorable girls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be wonderful.
And then it all comes.
And you know, and of course, she lives out there in Los Angeles area, so she could get the celebrities to come by.
Oh, yeah.
You know how they're always looking to help out the little guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Do something good for somebody.
Yeah, they
you know, and then brag about it. So they could come by with the paparazzi.
Yeah.
And the paparazzi could take pictures of them buying a cup of air to get us on the air.
Exactly.
And then they could maybe do a little sound bite about how important it is.
Exactly.
For us to be on the air.
Because there's no competition among celebrities. They're always trying to pull people up.
Right. Absolutely. Maybe we can have, we can get somebody like maybe Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, there you go. Matthew McConaughey could take his shirt off and then trumpet our cause.
Yeah. He could show us his hair weave.
Maybe one of the other Kardashians could wander by.
That would be nice, the good-looking Kardashian.
Yeah, well, maybe Courtney.
No, I meant Kim.
Ooh.
Ooh, are we going to do a show about this?
You're honestly going to tell me that Kim is the hotter Kardashian?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. By far.
Oh, no, no, no. Courtney.
Really?
Courtney's by far.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, we all agree that Khloe is, well, she's a nice girl. she has a nice personality.
Yes, she does.
Well, of course, the hottest of all of them is what is the 14-year-old.
Well, I just think of the hottest of all of them is Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner, good looking.
Those are Olympic loins right there, Jay.
Yeah, exactly.
He can high jump, he can pole vault, he can run. All those things I can't do.
Yep, and he could bring his son, Brody, along, who is totally not a douchebag at all. I don't care what everybody else says. Oh, yeah. But maybe, you know, Jack Nicholson could be there.
Yeah. David Hasselhoff. Well, if we catch him early in the day.
Maybe Frank Bonner could come back.
Frank Bonner could be. Oh, he would love to be there. No, I'm not dead. You owe me this spot. You owe me this spot.
And you, you know what? Actually, if you think about it, I don't see any reason why the entire cast, you know, living cast of WKRP doesn't come by and do a little promo for us.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
Venus Flytrap and Les Nessman and Jan Smithers.
Mm. She was always hotter than, what's
Miss
her name?
Miss Bailey Quarter. Yeah, Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bailey Quarter's brought that little kind of that nerd girl. Girl
door
next door.
Hotness.
Hotness. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I should be able to get Gary Sandy. He's a Daytonian.
Well, there you go. Who was he?
The program director, Gary Sandy.
Oh yeah. Okay, the pretty boy.
Yeah,
Andy
Travis. He was born in Dayton.
Well, there you go.
Uh huh. Of course, we can't get the owner because, well, Gordon jumped.
Yeah, he's kind of, you know, he's kind of not with us anymore. Did Howard Hessman die?
No, he's still alive. Oh, my God. He would be awesome on this show. We would love. Oh, God, you, me, and Howard Hessman? Oh, hold. Shut it down right now. And Sarah McLachlan, you know, just to keep it balanced.
Of course. Keep us in line, yeah. Oh, yeah, see, I don't see any reason why they couldn't all get together. And
you know, I'm going to email.
We said a WKRP reunion right here on I'm a Stupid.
Oh, my
that
God,
would
that'd be great. I bet they would do it. I mean, we are number one, Jay.
We are number one, and they're not exactly A-listers these days.
And then we could tell, Frank Bonner, you are dead, pal. I don't see your name anywhere. Oh, Herb Tarlick was great, though. How did we get on this? It doesn't matter. It's still good radio. What's that? Ah, so there you go. So, oh my God, this is going to be a big week.
Oh, it's going to be huge. Huge!
Yeah. Huge!
Anyway, so we really do really thank Missy for this. This is going to be a very sweet thing for her to do.
It was.
To force her kids to.
Two of the three are up for it. The third, not so much.
Not so much. Doesn't find us all that humorous.
No.
Fundraiser for who? Ah, those guys suck. All right.
But I think she can do it because, well, she's cute and she lives in a well-to-do neighborhood, so.
Sure.
We're good.
And you started up at noon,
mm-hmm.
and you catch everybody on their way home from church. Hello, you just got, they just talked to you about this type of, you know, helping people out.
Yeah, which is even better because I'm assuming that neighborhood, probably a lot of Methodists.
There you go.
Yes, they're very businesslike, want to help people out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's part of the thing, you know.
Yeah.
Being community oriented.
Exactly.
And they rarely run late, so.
No, it's pretty much matter of fact.
Yeah. Yeah, they pretty much get you out of there on time.
That's right.
not a lot of, you know, just kind of standing around and belaboring the point. They just kind of, you know.
No. We love God. We love God, and that's it. Amen.
God loves us.
Exactly.
All right. Let's hit the country buffet. So,
all
let's
right.
see. Oh, Kentucky and Louisville playing a college football game this afternoon.
Oh, really? I'll watch that. I love a good interstate rivalry.
Oh, yeah. And especially if they play it in a monsoon, and apparently that's what it's doing.
Well, and I love Louisville's helmets. I love that angry cardinal.
Big blue versus big red.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Jamie asking us why the show cuts off after 30 minutes.
You know, you can't explain everything
because
to everyone.
Because Blog Talk Radio hates us.
And that's why we're trying to go premium with the help of Mission.
And clearly we need at least another hour on air.
Exactly.
So,
because we have so much material.
We have so much to talk about. Actually, well, we're down to 4 minutes, and we've got a big close, so we're about out of time here anyway.
Yeah.
But we need the extra time so that we can come with all kinds of stuff, and who knows what path we may wander down.
Exactly.
When given the time and opportunity.
Or something.
So, yeah.
Okay.
But we want to thank Jerry Lewis for being with us here today.
Oh, yeah. Jerry was great. Not moldy at all. Smelled like hookers,
nope.
But he was a trooper.
He was a trooper. And we want to thank everybody for listening.
And we hope you'll
everybody
listen next week.
Yep. And for riding us all the way to the top.
Uh-huh.
And, Are you ready to get us out of here?
I'm ready to get us out of here, and I'm going to play it, Jay. So I'll
okay.
talk to you on the radio Wednesday.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Come on.
Mr. Jerry Lewis. Played the wrong
Thank
one.
You.
Come on, play, damn it.
Mr. Jerry Lewis.
Played the wrong one.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. This
I
is
did,
such an
I?
When you walk through a.
Oh, now you got it.
When you walk through a storm.
Good Lord.
Keep your head.
We're
up
professional.
High and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
Thank you, and good night.